Hey, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Engage to Flourish podcast. I'm your host, Damon, and today I'm excited to welcome to the show Mindy Taguchi. Welcome to the show, Mindy.
Mindy Tangut, I'm married Damon, you forgot.
It's just because I've known you for so long that you've always Mindy Taguchi. So, sorry. Mindy Tangut, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
You would think that I'd get it right, especially since Lauren was one of our most recent episodes.
I know, right? The last one.
Second to last one. Last one was Kaylee.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, so Mindy, what's God been highlighting to you recently?
I feel like over the past few years, especially since the pandemic, something that he's been really putting on my heart is that at the end of the day, it's all about time and people. So I feel like that's just a really good intentional question that I just wake up to thinking about is, you know, everything's going to fade away, but it's about how much time the Lord has given to us and the people in our lives and, you know, what we're doing to love on those people, encourage those people, and just be a light to those people who might not know him.
So for you, what does that look like in a daily routine, or what does that look like for you?
So, I mean, there's a number of things that I can think of, but it's kind of, I kind of look at it as like, where does God have you, you know? So I just had, you know, I have a 2-year-old son and I'm going to have, you know, a baby at the end of December, baby Tangut number 2, but like I said, so, you know, there was times where I was working and I felt like God was, you know, telling me to do things in the workplace. There's times where I'm at the grocery store shopping and, you know, he gives me like little mini, you know, mission assignments just right where I'm at. And then there's times where we've lived in different areas and I reached out to neighbors or just people that I see on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, I think that that's something that I really wanted to bring you onto the show to really talk about is, you know, recently you shared in service about an opportunity that you had to be a catalyst where you shared God's heart for someone at Trader Joe's. And I think that that's something as part of Catalyst 2.0. Is we've had a little bit more of a focus on outreach. And you're someone that I think of when I think of people that are just in their everyday lives looking for ways to share God's heart with other people. So I wanted you to come on and share a few more stories because I think that you do have a lot of stories. And we only had a short amount of time during that service to be able to share some of that. So can you share with us some of the stories that God's been leading you to share his heart with other people?
Yeah, so I think the one thing that I do like about outreach is I just love getting to know people and connecting with them. And there's so many ways that we can connect just with people, whether it's hobbies or just interests or things that we enjoy. So I'm a speech therapist, so I used to work at a private practice in Huntington Beach. And I just love birthdays, celebrations, throwing parties, hosting. So I was like, that would be really cool if I came up with like a social committee. So I came up with the Sunshine Committee. And what that committee was involved with, it was celebrating people's birthdays. And then, you know, just on like holidays, like setting up a little snack area and just making an environment where people could just come and enjoy and get to know each other outside of, you know, their working day to day lives. So it was fun because we had speech therapists and behavior therapists, occupational therapists, and just students who were learning under us. And we would just have a really good time. And I was able to, you know, within those party times, just get to connect with people. I got to pray for people and just really spread the Lord's joy in just a work environment. And that was just a lot of fun because it was something that came natural to me that I enjoyed doing. Like it was an interest of throwing parties and having fun and making people feel special. And I feel like just when you do the things that you're passionate about, God will start to open doors for you to let him into those areas of your life.
Do you feel like for you that there needed to be some type of paradigm shift or anything? Because I think for a lot of people, you know, my workplace is one place and then church is a different place. And we have so many segmented parts of our lives. Do you feel, how do you feel about, you know, how do we integrate the different areas of our life?
I think what happened when I started that, it was just something that God was pressing on my heart and speaking to me just like during my quiet times. Mm-hmm. Like there's, I started something and me and Lauren started something together, but it's just like nights or set times throughout our week where we just dream with God. Mm-hmm. And I love that idea of dreaming because I feel like sometimes we forget that even though we're older and we have responsibilities, that we can still dream. So I feel like just having that space where you're allowing God to speak to you when you don't have to think about your job or your family necessarily, or just your responsibilities, but you're just letting God speak to you. That's when he was telling me like, hey, like, you know, you like this, like you love to love on people, like you like to host, you like to connect with people. Like, why don't you do that at work? Right. Mm-hmm. And because before I used to just hide away in my cubicle and just, you know, work on reports, but like, I love connecting with people. How come I'm not doing that and accessing that and letting God use that like in my day-to-day work life.
Mm. I think it's neat that you're talking about this practice that you guys are doing, dreaming with God, because I think we're also in a season, especially on our podcast, where we're talking about different ways that people are being intentional about their relationship with God and how do we strengthen that. And so I think that's a cool way to do that, is to insert this practice of dreaming with God.
Yeah, it's fun too.
So what's something that you feel like God has been highlighting to you in some of the recent dreams that you guys have had?
Well, we just kind of started it. I've been doing it for a few years, but I was telling Lauren about it and he was like, I think that'd be really good for me too. And now that, you know, we have a family, it just gets harder and harder to kind of have intentional time to just, you know, think of different things outside of your ordinary routines that you mm-hmm. have. So you know, one of the things that he's been highlighting to us is like taking family retreats where we've gone on two so far, but it's just time for us to go away for an extended period of time, like 2 weeks to a month. Like we went to Portland for 5 weeks a few months ago, and just having time to enjoy and just see what God has in store for us. So that's been something that we've put into practice. That's been really cool. Mm-hmm.
Did anything stand out to you on your trip to Portland? Because I know Lauren shared a few different things that God highlighted to him when mm-hmm. he was there.
Well, that was the first trimester of when I was pregnant. So like, honestly, I was just kind of tired mm-hmm. and like didn't want to be as active. But I felt like one of the things that came out of it when we were there was God was telling me like, you know, the next 7 to 9 months before you have the next baby, like is the last time that it's just going to be you and Hudson. Mm. Like, how are you going to make the most of that time? So I started fasting from all social media a few months ago. And I feel like that's been a really actually easy thing to do. It's practical and it's a good way to just get off of our phones and spend intentional time with the people that are right in front of us. So that's something that came out of it that I've been doing. And I don't even notice that I have it anymore. Hudson's so busy and he's so funny and he's just in a great age. He just turned 2 a few months ago. So I think that was something where I was like, God, like, that's so cool. Like I had time to just relax with my family and you're, you know, telling me to do things that are practical and it's like making a difference in my relationships.
Yeah. I love that age group. They're just so fun at around 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So Mindy, can you share a little bit, a few other stories that you have?
Yeah, so besides that workplace example, a year ago we lived in a condo in Huntington Beach, and as I was getting to know the neighbors, you know, just saying hi and passing by, I felt like God was like, you should get to know them like on a deeper level, because it's so easy, at least for me, like when you have neighbors, like you want to be close with them, but not so close where they're, you know, knocking on your door every second and you're spending all the time together. But I felt he was like, no, you can get to know, you know, them a little more. So I started just taking Hudson out to the front area, because how the condo space was at our last place in Huntington was everyone's condos were pretty close to each other. And as I kept on hanging out in the front, there was like 4 to 5 moms who were there with their kids. So we started setting up play dates and we would hang out, you know, at least once a week. And I really got to know the moms and their kids. And we started sharing prayer requests. And some of them were Christian, some of them weren't. But that was just a really cool time to just bond with people who are in the same life stage. We all had kids. And I felt like God was really ministering to some of them. So it was just fun to just have a safe place where we can have fun, but just taking that little step of faith to do something. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's also something God was telling me, or just showing me, is that sometimes, you know, he can be speaking things to us, but it's like, what are we going to do with what he's telling us? Are we just going to, you know, put it on the shelf and just kind of leave it there? Or are we going to actually say, what's one small action step I can take that can do something?
Yeah. And kind of as we were prepping for this, one of the things that you had mentioned was that outreach doesn't have to come out of stepping out of our comfort zone necessarily. Right. It can, but it can also be inside of our comfort zones. Mm-hmm. Can you share a little bit and expand on what you were wanting to share with that?
Yeah, so just like the stepping out just a little bit. So with the neighbor thing, I was like, oh, like, you know, I'm busy and I don't want to be, you know, talking to a bunch of people all the time because I get tired sometimes. But I felt like he was like, just do one thing and see how it goes. It doesn't have to be this full on, you know, full time job commitment, but just do one little thing. So I just planned a simple Valentine's party and I invited the moms and the kids. And we just had like a 2-hour play session date with all the kids and the moms. And it was really good. And I felt like a lot of people were blessed by it. And it provided a sense of community for the neighbors there. So I feel like sometimes it's just taking a little step of faith, even if you're not sure what's going to come out of it, doing it, and then just kind of seeing what happens.
Yeah, that's really cool. I think as we step out in faith, sometimes we're the ones that get blessed by the steps of faith as much as or more than the people that we're trying to reach out to.
Yeah, and I feel like as I've gotten older and have practiced just kind of discerning what God's telling me and then taking steps of faith, it just gets easier because you get more confidence as you continue to step out and you see the Lord answer. Like when I was younger, I think I had, you know, more doubts, or it was easier for the enemy to speak lies. Like, no, don't do that. Like, no one's going to come to the party, or like the other moms are busy. Like, you don't want to inconvenience them, things like that. But now it's just like, I hear those things and I just brush it off. I'm like, well, what's going to happen? Like, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? Nobody comes. Okay, I'll try again. Right. So I feel like you just kind of learn as you gain confidence just from continuing to walk with the Lord and seeing that he's there for you, and like it's things that are important to him too.
Can you also share a little bit about how your passions have been used by God to actually reach out to other people?
Yeah, so I think just naturally, like, I've always just liked talking to people, but sometimes I felt like there was a block of like, okay, like I have these passions, but I don't know how that connects to what the Lord wants for me. So I feel like I used to just kind of wait, do the waiting game, and say like, okay, like nothing's happening. But then I feel like over the past few years, I've just been stepping out. And I feel like the pandemic really had something to do with that. I feel like it opened my eyes to be like, we don't know how much time's left. Like the world, nobody knows what's going to happen in the future. Like, don't waste time and don't live in fear. So yeah.
So for you, the pandemic helped to kind of raise your sense of urgency. And that kind of relates to what you had been sharing at the beginning about what God's been highlighting to you in time and people. How do you see that playing out right now for you, especially in light of, you know, baby number two is on the way?
So I think one thing that God's been telling me too is now having the second baby is like things are going to get busier. But to not let that stop us from living out our full purpose of what he has in store. So there's something where I like, I love being a mom. I love pouring into my family. I love speaking into my kids, but I also want to make sure that I'm being used to reach the lost. I think that's the biggest thing. And that's one of the things that came out of the pandemic as well, is it really highlighted that, you know, people are really confused, they're really isolated, they're lonely, and they feel lost. And I think people are just finding a place where they can belong. So that's like a bigger passion too, of why I like to reach out to people and really be intentional about thinking about, okay, like, this is how God created me, like this is how he designed me, like these are things that I enjoy, like how can God help me be creative and use these outlets to be used for him?
Yeah, that's really cool. I think one thing, as we were prepping and talking about what we were going to be talking about today, something that I felt like the Lord put on my heart was the word legacy. And I think hearing your heart for the lost and for people that don't know Jesus, it really highlights and brings to mind the legacy that has been passed on from your parents. Because, you know, being a part of staff, hearing their heart all the time, it's really, how do we help people that don't know Jesus to know Jesus? And so it's right. really cool to see how that's been passed on to you. How do you feel like that has been for you? You know, there's a lot of people out there that say, oh, the PKs, the pastor's kids are the ones that, you know, kind of go crazy. But it's kind of cool to see how their heart has really passed on to you to reach other people for Jesus. So how's that been for you?
I think it's just all about modeling, like seeing their modeling of just how they've loved people so deeply and so well, and just on a day-to-day, week-to-day, week-to-week, just year-to-year basis, is just seeing the impact that they've had, not just on themselves, because it's never been about them, but it's always been about God. So I think that's one thing that stands out, is that it's never about you, but it's about how God can use you to reach other people. So I think just having that reminder of seeing, you know, my dad as the pastor, like doing things that he loves for the people that God loves, and my mom stepping out in the ways that, you know, she's been designed. That's just been something that we've seen, and like, it's cool to see that impact.
Yeah. Do you feel for yourself that there's been like a spiritual covering in that sense, and not just so much in the modeling, but also in the covering aspect of it too?
Oh yeah. Because I feel like there was a time in college where I was actually like really lost, and it was just cool to see them just love on me during that time, not to put pressure on me or not to make me feel like I needed to be somewhere else, but just that covering of like, we're here for you. And like, most importantly, God's here for you. So I think I learned, just as I've gone through different difficulties, you know, growing up and trying to find who I am and my own identity, that spiritual covering, I've felt that, and not just from my parents or my siblings, but just like, more importantly, like from the Lord, right? It's not about your mistakes, even though, you know, there's sin consequences, but it's just about like him continuing to run after you.
Do you feel like that has shaped and shifted how you want to raise Hudson?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. I just feel like the things that have been passed down to me from my parents, and the ways that me and Lauren have experienced the Lord's love in our own lives, like, we definitely are trying to share that with him now, even though he's so young, and want to instill those things in him. So it's not so much about, you know, performance as he gets older, but it's really just praying for his heart, and that he would fall deep in love, you know, with the Lord in his own way. And over time, it'll be cool to see just how his father, you know, son, his connection to God, that relationship blooms as he continues to get older and make decisions and find his own identity with Christ.
Yeah, that's an awesome perspective to have. I feel like that's been something that God has been kind of bringing to light in some of the recent podcasts, and also in our new podcast, Catalyst Stories. So if you haven't subscribed to Catalyst Stories, don't forget to sign up for Catalyst Stories. But I feel like that's been something that God has really been bringing to mind recently, is legacy, and what are we leaving the next generation with, especially a spiritual foundation.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mindy, as we're wrapping up a little bit, are there any other stories that you want to share about different ways that you've been able to outreach to other people?
Not that I can think of.
Well, something that kind of came to mind was, you'd just recently talked about cornhole with me.
So can you share? Me and Lauren are obsessed.
So there is an event coming up next month in August that is going to be kind of an outreach event. That is going to be a cornhole tournament that's being led by Jennifer Park.
Woo! Can't wait.
Can you share a little bit about your experience with inviting people to that event?
Yeah, so Mark and Trisha LaChica actually gifted us our own cornhole sets when we got married, like back in 2016. And I feel like over the past few years, we've been really getting into it and our friends have been getting into playing. So when I heard about the outreach event that Jen was putting on and that it was a cornhole tournament, I was like, oh, like this would be a great event to invite, you know, my friends to, because a lot of their husbands like playing, mm-hmm. and it's a really fun time to just be together and get competitive with fun people. So I just invited 5 to 6 of my girlfriends, and all of them are coming, and their husbands are coming because their husbands are really stoked to play. Yeah. So I was like, this is so cool. Like, I don't know if they're going to come, but they all said that they're interested and they want to come and they're going to bring their kids. So I feel like these type of events where people just like to play games and have fun and get competitive, like those are just fun ways to bring people out.
Yeah, I think that's a new kind of paradigm that God has been revealing to us as a church, is mm-hmm. that sometimes it just starts with different events and getting yeah. people to come to know our church family. And then those types of things will hopefully end up leading to them coming to church and learning more about Jesus.
Totally.
So Mindy, I'm just getting the sense that you're supposed to pray for our listeners and mm-hmm. helping them to see the different ways that God might be leading them to reach out to those around them.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So would you mind praying for them?
No, for sure. So dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for each person that's listening and even each person who isn't able to listen to this podcast. And the first thing that came to mind is that everybody is special and unique and has their own twist and flavor on life. And that was by design. Like, you didn't create everyone to be the same. You didn't create everyone to have the same giftings. You didn't create everyone to have the same passions. And that's the beauty of being a child of God, is that you've given a piece of your heart and a piece of who you are to each and every person. And everyone can be used no matter what. So I just pray that you can really just speak to people, give them dreams, just give them some direction, and just open their eyes to just their hobbies, their passions, things they like, even how small it might seem to them, and just so they can take one step of faith, just a small act, just to be used by you in that special way. Amen.
Awesome. Thank you, Mindy. Thanks for sharing your time with us.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was kind of awkward, but again, we appreciate having you on, Mindy, and sharing your stories. And really, to me, I feel like this is a season for our church to really look outside the walls of our church mm-hmm. and reach out to others. So thank you for sharing different ways that you're doing that.
Yeah.
So until next time, may you experience God's heart for you to flourish in every season. Thanks for listening to the Engage to Flourish podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts. You can check out more of our content on our YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook pages by searching for Catalyst Christian Community. If you want to check out our church in person, we meet every Sunday at 10 a.m. at Stanford Middle School in Long Beach. We'd love for you to come out and experience being a part of our church family.